I awoke to the sound of pounding on my door. "Hang on," I growled, trying to focus on the wall clock in the kitchen. 1 o'clock. I'd only been asleep for a few hours. The pounding started again. "I said hang on!" I yanked the door open, prepared to give some asshole salesman a good piece of my mind. "What do you want?" I asked. My bluster evaporated as I recognized the woman standing in front of me. It was Red, in person.
"Mr. Felix?"
she asked. It sounded more like Meester. Cool. I'd always had a thing for accents, but maybe I paid too much attention to that sort of thing. "What are you doing here?"
"I need to talk to you. May I come in?"
she asked. Water splashed from the hood of her cloak, and it dawned on me that it was raining. The weather explained why I'd slept so deeply. As a wizard, my strength was tied to the natural forces around me, and rain was a powerful regenerator. A hint of her perfume caught me, and something else, a wisp of evergreen and clay. At this point, I need to admit that I'm not always the sharpest knife in the drawer, especially when it comes to attractive young women with accents. "Sure," I said, stepping aside. She smiled demurely and reached up. The gesture seemed natural and harmless, that is, until the point when her hand touched my chest. Fire coursed through my body as she lifted, tossed me over a chair, and then jerked me back onto the couch. "Shit! What the hell?" I groaned. This girl had a serious attitude problem. Red jumped over the chair and placed her knee on my chest, right where her hand had burned me. She shoved her finger in my face. "Quiet, Felix. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I need you to be truthful with me." Her innocent, doe-eyed persona had completely evaporated, not to mention her accent. "Damn it, I was letting you in, wasn't I?" I asked.
"What were you doing outside Victoria Barrios's house last night?"
"What's it to you?" My chest hurt where her knee pressed on me, and there was only so much humiliation I was willing to take, even from a beautiful young witch. I shifted my position and tried to sit up. She murmured an incantation and touched my collarbone. Her finger felt like a blowtorch. "Knock that shit off," I snapped, "or I'm going to start taking it personally."
"Tell me."
She wagged her finger menacingly. The magic she was using was as familiar to me as my own. She was obviously part of a local coven, as no witch would be dumb enough to use this much magic outside her own territory. The pine and clay told me they were earth witches, just like Judy's coven. I concentrated and felt 3 additional souls supporting her. They were standing with shoes off, toes dug into the soil and hands joined. They had to be close by. Why the hell were they focused on me? I grabbed her hand and twisted hard. The look of surprise on her face gave me a feeling of smug satisfaction. I bet she hadn't expected that when she'd come into my house and tossed me around. Who was she to start this crap? Dark feelings turned into their own power, and I pushed her back, sending her sprawling on her butt against the overturned chair. "Is that how you want to play it?" She raised her hands defensively.
"Cock?"
A dark shape flitted through the open kitchen window and into the living room. Maggie landed between us on Red's knees, spreading her wings protectively. Crap. I backed up and dropped to the couch. I closed my eyes, trying to center myself. It had been a long time since I'd come that close to losing it. I pushed away the darkness and breathed out the way Judy taught me. My heart rate slowed, and my breath shuddered. I heard Red get up and knew she was trying to slip past me to the still open front door. I flicked a wave of power, slamming the door shut. "Sit, if you know what's good for you," I growled, still not completely in control. She returned to the couch and sat quietly. After a few minutes, I opened my eyes. Red sat rigidly, a look of fear on her face, her original confidence shattered. Maggie was back on Red's knees.
"Who are you?" she whispered.
"You already know my name." It wasn't the answer she was looking for, but it was the only one she was going to get until I had some answers.
"Felix Slade is all I know,"
Don't you mean we? I asked. Her eyes grew wider. Call your coven and have them join us.
What are you going to do?
She asked.
I'd rather die than give them to you.
I'm not going to do anything to you or your coven. Don't turn this on me. You're the ones who barged in here, I said.
So you say, can you get this bird off me?
That bird saved you, so I'd show some respect, I said. And her name is Maggie. Maggie bobbed her head in agreement. She expressed her desire to get back outside, so I stood up and offered my arm. Flying indoors was hard for her, given the broad wingspan, but she knew I'd help, and she jumped onto my arm. I walked her into the kitchen and lifted my arm to the windowsill.
Cock!
She chided and dove out the window.
She's your familiar?
More like a friend. I'd always been uncomfortable with the other term. It didn't fit my relationship with Maggie.
Why were you at Victoria's house last night?
Red pulled the willow switch I'd used to form the Sears glass from her purse and threw it on the coffee table. Oh! I groaned and tried to roll over. A heavy arm lay across me and I picked it up, recognizing the dark purple nail polish that Amok had been wearing the night before. I twisted my head too quickly, which sent fresh pain lancing through my eyes. Amok's eyes were open and she was studying me. Shit, I said.
I knew it,
Amok said, pushing off from the bed. She was completely naked, and man, was she a sight. Her abs rippled as she stood and looked for her clothing. The loud banging at the door continued. Did we? I asked.
Yes. Don't say it, though, she said.
It caused me immeasurable pain to slide to the side of the bed, but my brain caught up with what she was thinking. I grabbed her arm as she leaned down to grab her leather dress from the floor. Say what? That you're ridiculously hot? I asked.
Don't try to take it back, Slade, she said. I heard you.
Shit just means I woke up and didn't remember anything. It's not like I have visitors very often. I'd sure like to remember it. She looked at me, mistrust in her eyes.
You mean that?
That and what the hell was in those drinks? My head is pounding, I said. It was an all-purpose, oh shit. I pulled the reluctant Amok onto the bed next to me and yelled, hold on, at the front door.
It's just that this is where I typically get the boot, she said.
I looked up into her face, inspecting my feelings. Beyond the drinks, I didn't feel any regret. I wasn't sure where last night put our relationship, but I wasn't about to ask her to leave, especially as vulnerable as she seemed.